Nobody's been shot yet. Yeah, I know, those aren't the most reassuring words you've ever heard, but from where I'm sitting, they're downright optimistic. Two guys tried to rob a convenience store, but the cashier hit the silent alarm. Police arrived, bad guys went barricade and took the cashier hostage. The emergency services unit, a fancy way of saying SWAT, is now stacked up outside. NYPD's hostage negotiation team has established contact. Oh, and HNT has a special guest today. That's me. Hi. For most of my life, I've been afraid of getting emails that read, "From Detective Thompson, NYPD." But I wanted to write a book on dealing with people, and this seemed like a fun way to learn. Now, I'm here. Fun is not the first word that comes to mind. SWAT teams are mobilized, lives are on the line, and I'm wishing I had opted instead to spend the weekend at some new agey relationship seminar where fewer guns are pointed at people. I do all my own stunts, folks. The next 5 minutes are going to be the most stressful 10 years of my life. Oddly, the guy on the other end of the phone seems pretty nice, but it's way too early to feel any kind of good about things. The first half hour of a hostage negotiation is the most dangerous. There's no rapport, no transference, no anything to act as a buffer if things go sideways. Just adrenaline and fear. As the negotiator starts talking with him, I quiz myself on proper procedure. Slow it down, use active listening, voice tone is important. Remember that your actions are contagious. But the single most important thing right now is keep them talking. Because if they're talking to you, they're not shooting people. Unfortunately, he's no longer talking to us. The line just went dead. Things cannot get worse. So, of course, they do. He calls back. But it's not the same he. It's someone else. Someone who's speaking quickly and cursing a blue streak. I can't even follow everything this guy is saying. I do catch references to being an alum of the penal system and killing two people years ago, along with a Whitman sampler of other felonies. Don't freak out, I tell myself, totally freaking out. At the end of movies, they always say, "No animals were harmed in the making of this motion picture." My disclaimer might have to read, "Very few people were harmed in the writing of this book." The negotiator responds to the suspect, "Sounds like you're frustrated." Yeah, that's an epic understatement, but it's also a fundamental active listening technique, labeling, giving the hostage taker's emotion a name. Neuroscience research by Matthew Lieberman at UCLA has validated that labeling dampens powerful emotions. It also builds rapport by showing someone you're on their wavelength. "I am frustrated. You got an entire SWAT team out there. My nephew's scared to death." Nephew? Mirroring, another pillar of active listening. In the form of a question, repeat the last thing they said. Keep them talking. All the while, you're getting more information and building rapport. "Yeah, you just talked to him. Look, I can't handle being out of prison, but I don't want that for him." "Sounds like you're concerned for his future. You want him to get out of there safely." More labeling, more rapport, and slowly inching him in the direction you want this to go. As they keep talking, the tone gradually shifts. The hostility starts to dissolve, and it's almost like they're working together to solve this problem. It's not long before the suspect sends the cashier out, then his nephew, and soon after, he's surrendering. Seeing the power of active listening in action hits me like a frisbee to the face. I feel like I just watched a magic act. But instead of the magician reaching into the hat and pulling out a rabbit, he pulled out a Lexus. This method not only changes minds, it gets people to drop guns and accept prison sentences. I'm thrilled. Thrilled that I have the key to my next book, and thrilled that it wasn't me on the phone. The negotiator turns to me. "Eric, your turn to be on the phone." Oh, did I forget to mention that this was a training simulation? Oopsie. Please don't call me an unreliable narrator. It'll make my mother think I'm an author who doesn't pay his rent on time. Despite this being fake, there's a good reason my adrenaline was spiking. The NYPD's training facility is spectacular. It's the size of an airport terminal and reminiscent of a Hollywood studio backlot. There are realistic sets for the most common hostage incident locations: a bank lobby, a police intake unit, a rooftop jumper scenario, and a convenience store, complete with Oreos.